right after this. Is it Jim?
It's John.
Oh, it's
your
John.
Name is Jim. Your name is John, right?
Right.
Oh, sorry, John. That's right. Three beautiful ladies will be vying for a date with Joe. Isn't
John.
That?
Oh, John. His name is John.
All right. Well,
you're Jim Lang O'Meara.
Yeah?
It's Joe Jacoby,
uh-huh.
And his name is John.
So, it's all coming up in just a matter of minutes, right after this WAVA news brief. Here's David Hayes.
And, of course, the news is...
A Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production.
David?
Our interstate highways full of drug traffickers. A new painless way to remove freckles and age spots. And one of the Washington Redskins in the hospital. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, News Comment 105 WAVA. Brought to you by Safeway Food Stores. Just into WAVA News from Columbus, Ohio. Former Ohio State football coach Woody Hayes died this morning in Columbus. No further details as yet. Again, former Ohio State football coach Woody Hayes is dead. Upper Montgomery County, some new Roman Catholic elementary schools going to be built. In your neck of the woods, Roman Catholic Archbishop James Hickey says the first Catholic grade school going to be built in the Damascus area, followed by two more in the Gaithersburg, Germantown area. But that's not all. Archbishop Hickey is calling for a new way to pay for Catholic parochial schools. What is it? Require each parish church to help pay costs of the nearest parochial school, regardless of whether that parish sponsors the school. You moms and dads in Virginia, did you know your youngsters may be taught by teachers not qualified to teach a particular subject? New Virginia Tech study finds one out of every six teachers now hired in the state of Virginia, one out of six, teaches at least one class outside his or her state-approved subject area. The teachers are increasingly assigned to teach subjects they're not certified to teach. So what else is new? Some of our interstate highways are being used by drug traffickers as major drug pipelines. One prime example, Interstate 95, north and south of D.C. It's being used by drug traffickers to transport drugs from Florida up here to Washington, on up to Baltimore, Philly, New York, Boston. But in the state of Arkansas, state police have been cracking down on this problem. They've been patrolling a 150-mile stretch of Interstate 30 in Arkansas because it's a major drug route. Arkansas State Police have seized millions of dollars in cocaine and marijuana from smugglers in the past 4 months alone. One Arkansas State Patrolman says, if you had any idea how much criminal activity goes on an interstate highway, you would never leave your home. Those are his words. Now, that's in Arkansas. Imagine all the drugs Virginia State Police could seize on I-95 south of Washington, or all the drugs Maryland State Police could seize on I-95 north of Washington. Fairfax County, drunk driving car deaths up 47% in Fairfax County last year. So your police cracked down on drunk driving the past 6 weeks and caught 58 drunk drivers in Fairfax County alone. Medical, if you don't like those freckles or age spots you may have, now there's a new painless way to remove them. Doesn't even require anesthesia. It can be done at the doctor's office. You walk in, have the freckles or age spots removed, and walk right out. How? Low-energy lasers. At Beth Israel Hospital, Boston, Dr. Bruce Muller says low-dose carbon dioxide laser evaporates the spots. No discernible scars. You don't feel a thing. Going to be inexpensive and widely available soon. Washington Redskin, Dexter Manley, hospitalized this morning at Georgetown. No official word yet why, but they're going to make an official announcement later this morning. Reportedly, the problem, alcohol-related. Dexter Manley reported resting comfortably at Georgetown University Hospital. Preseason baseball, Orioles won another one, 2-1 over Texas. But on the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Bullets lost again last night, this time to Milwaukee. The Bucks' Sidney Moncrief scored 25 points, pacing Milwaukee 115-107 past the Bullets. Third loss in a row for Washington. Navy has a 13-game winning streak. Going into tonight's first round of the NCAA Eastern Regional in Charlotte, North Carolina, Navy plays the Wolverines of Michigan tonight. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 8:07, 7 after 8. Let's update the morning rush, Kim.
David, we have extra delays in Virginia. This traffic update brought to you by Lovitz. Slow on the Virginia inner loop. Delays from Braddock Road to 236 and again from Route 50 up to Route 7. And an accident in Burtonsville to watch out for on Route 29 at 198. You will find some delays because of it and emergency equipment getting to the scene. In the meantime, the Shirley Highway delays from Lorton up through Springfield, and you will slow from Duke Street all the way up to the inbound 14th, and that's because that disabled vehicle was blocking the right lane, really creating some slow traffic. At the Wilson Bridge, still slow both directions. The inner loop has delays at Livingston Road. The outer loop, slow traffic from Route 1. And inbound on the John Hanson, traffic is slow from Route 3 into 197 and from the Beltway into New Carrollton. Lovitz offers the largest selection of Famous Brand furniture. Pick it up or have it delivered. You'll save either way at Lovitz 4 area locations. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Any snow in the forecast today? Any sun in today's forecast? Any warm weather? Let's find out. WAVA Arlington, Washington weather. Meteorologist Bill Kamal. Bill?
Little to none on all counts.
I believe it.
Not much sun, David. Not much warm weather. And not much snow. I say much. There are a few flurries around south and central Virginia now. Nothing here but what's called Virga, which is just evaporating before it hits the ground. Just a lot of clouds, and at 8 o'clock, 29 at Dulles, 34 at BWI, 35 national. The winds are northeast at 6. I look for a cloud gray high of 40 today. Tonight down in the 20s with clearing, and tomorrow partly sunny, 45, and we may hit 50 on the weekend. The weekend does not look great at this point, I'll tell you that. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Again, that temperature is 35, 35, fun loving degrees. The news brought to you by Safeway Food Stores at 8:09, 9 after 8. I am David Haynes. News, comment, Power 105, W.
At the next stoplight, take yours out and look at it.
AVA!
Thank you, Dave. I'm still Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Jim Ladd.
Hey, we got to check out the people on the phone and see if they can wait while we play one song.
Hello, ladies, are you all there?
Hi, is this one of the gals?
Yes, it is.
Can you wait while we play one song?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second. We got another one here. Is this another gal?
Yeah.
Hi, can you wait while we play one song?
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Hi, is this another gal?
Yes, it is.
Can you wait while we play one quick song?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fantastic. And John Joe Spud?
It's John.
John Spud.
That's right. Three lovely ladies will be vying for a date with John. Coming up right after this record on Power 105 WAVA.
And, of course, WAVA Radio is...
A Mark Goodson, Bill Toppin television production.
Some people live their dreams.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
98 WAVA. The Toters. The tote men. The men of
Totestimia.
And it's 13 past 8. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Jim Lang O'Meara.
And we're fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we're sick about it. Don, it's time to play the dating game.
I know, we've been talking about it for 20 minutes. He tried to get a spare moment to play the game.
Are you ready to meet our lovely bachelorettes?
Yeah, let's meet them, Jim Lang O'Meara.
Bachelorette number one is from McLean, Virginia. She's a technical aid person. She likes racquetball and swimming. Say hello to 21-year-old Sandy Steffer.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you?
Want to talk to her? Go ahead.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. That's all, Jim.
Okay. Bachelorette number two is 22-year-old Nancy Wagner. She's from Seabrook, Maryland. She's a retail manager, likes bingo and bowling.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Nancy.
Sorry.
Ready to meet bachelorette number three, Don?
Sure, Jim.
Bachelorette number three is Emily DePompo. She's 26 years old, from Burke, Virginia, an interior designer. She likes horseback riding and traveling.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
And now, here's Don Geronimo to introduce our lucky bachelor.
Thank you, studio audience. And now, ladies, let's meet our bachelor. He's a spud from Rockville. He's a sales representative. He likes basketball, tennis, and DJing. Let's welcome John Metz.
John, all right.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Just fine. Well, ladies, this is John. You've listened to the radio. John sounds like the kind of guy that you'd like to go see the Harlem Globetrotters with.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure. Well, let's play our game. John, are you familiar with the rules?
Yes, I am.
You ask each gal one question, then we'll lock you in the isolated soundproof booth, and you give us your choice. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And remember, ladies, we have no losers on the dating game, so please, if you aren't picked by John, which may be the best thing of all, we'll still have a nice prize for you. John, are you ready to ask a question to bachelorette number one? That would be Sandy.
Yep. Okay, right, Sandy. Ahead.
Hi, John.
How you doing? If you were a fruit, tell me what fruit you would be and why.
Let's see. I'd be an orange because I'm sweet. I don't know.
Orange is sweet.
All right. Very good. Sandy and John, you may be a match made in heaven, I think. John, let's try bachelorette number two on Nancy Wagner from Seabrook, Maryland.
All right, Nancy. How you doing?
John.
You excited?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. If all three of you were hanging on the edge of a cliff, and I could only pull one of you up, why should it be you?
Nice question.
Because we go out, we have a lot of fun, go out to the bar, have a few drinks.
It sounds like you do that often.
Okay. And now, bachelorette number three, John. This would be Emily DePompo.
Emily?
Yes.
Okay. This question was given to me by WAVA, so here we go. If we were driving out on a date and it was pouring rain and I got a flat tire, would you A, go out and change it yourself, B, watch me change it and stay in and listen to the radio, or C, come out and help me?
I'm kind of torn between staying in the car, you know, playing a princess role or helping you out a little bit.
You know, at first it was the ladies I was feeling sorry for, but now it's poor John that I'm really feeling sorry for. Well, John, do these sound like three fabulous babes you'd like to go to see the Harlem Globetrotters with?
Definitely.
All right, John, we're going to give you 10 seconds in our isolated soundproof booth while Jim Lang O'Meara tells you about the dating game consolation prizes we have for the gals who are not chosen on this morning's show. Jim?
That's right, Don. All our non-winners on the dating game will receive a coupon good for one free package of any Campbell's Fresh Chef Salad, classic soup, or sauce in your grocer's dairy case. Campbell's, the official soup of the dating game.
Thank you, Jim. And John, you've been in the isolated soundproof booth. Boy, what a tough choice this will be. John, is it bachelorette number one, number two, or number three?
I think I'm going to have to go with number one, the orange.
Number one? That would be Sandy Stafford from McLean, Virginia. Congratulations, Sandy.
Hey, thanks.
You have won an all-expenses-paid dream date with John. And here's Jim Lang O'Meara to tell you what hot vacation spot you two kids will be going to on your free vacation.
Oh, that's right, Sandy and John. Get ready to enjoy your dream date as you get tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Patriot Center. Friday, March 13th at 8 p.m. Congratulations from all of us at the dating game.
Thanks.
John and Sandy, how about a little ceremonial kiss to wind this whole thing up?
No way. I don't even know what he looks like.
All right, here you go. I'll go first.
Oh, how nice. Sandy?
All right.
You won't be disappointed, Sandy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Aww. And you other gals, don't forget we have that Campbell's soup for you, okay?
All right.
Gals?
Thank you.
Okay.
Join us soon for another episode of The Dating Game. The Dating Game is a Mark Goodson, Bill Topman television production.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Look out.
A tidal wave of flavor, a flood of your favorite soft drinks. It's 7-Eleven Super Big Gulp. 44 ounces of thirst-quenching, heat-beaten, extra-large liquid refreshment.
Thank heaven! Oh, thank heaven!
You heard me right. 44 ounces of Dr. Pepper or one of your other favorite flavors. Bubbling cold over ice in the biggest bucket of a cup you ever laid eyes on. And right now, it's only 69 cents at participating 7-Elevens. So what are you waiting for? Get on down to 7-Eleven today and grab yourself a Super Big Gulp for only 69 cents.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Catch a wave of refreshment with a Super Big Gulp for only 69 cents.
The boss just isn't going to wait. I'm with Charles Keeler, office manager at the Merit Group, commercial developers in Springfield. They went to A-Copy for their typewriter and a Ricoh copier.
When the boss needs something, he needs it right away. So consequently, you know, we need to have equipment which is reliable.
Well, you've had your Ricoh copier from A-Copy over a year now.
We haven't had probably a day or 2 days downtime on the thing in a year and a half.
Ricoh copiers backed by the A-Copy written performance guarantees for guaranteed Ricoh copier performance.
And we haven't had but a very rare service call on it. For the price, it's a good machine.
You know, Charles, some people still think we use paid actors for these commercials.
I'm not an actor. I'm just an office manager.
Call A-Copy for your Ricoh copier demonstration. Call today.
A-Copy America.
Ricoh from A-Copy. A-Copy, an Alco standard company. Call our main office in Rockville. Dial 231-7200. 231-7200. Or ask information for A-Copy.
Get out your flags and raise them high. The movie of the year is now available at Arrow's Video Clubs. Tom Cruise in the Paramount home video presentation, Top Gun. You can own Top Gun for just $26.95. But join Arrow's Video Club during Arrow's membership sale. Save an additional 10%. Arrow's members, Top Gun is yours for only $24.25. When it comes to movies, come to Arrow's. More movies, more copies of the hit movies. Hit movies like Top Gun from Paramount Home Video. Top Gun, Arrow's members pay $24.25. Top Gun, Arrow's membership sale. There's a need for speed. Arrow's, E-R-O-L-S.
Check out all 20 Arrow's, that's
E-R-O-L-S.
Locations, there's an Arrow's,
E-R-O-L-S.
Near you at Georgia Avenue near Piney Branch Road. That used to be my radio name, did you know that?
What, Piney Branch?
Piney Branch. And Cherrydale and Arlington off Lee Highway, that's Arrow's, that's spelled, geez, I don't know how it's spelled. I forget. Oh, yeah.
E-R-O-L-S.
E-R-O-L-S.
And now here's K-I-M, Kim.
Traffic.
T-R-A-F-F-I-C.
Okay.
Then we're going to call an immigrant. I-M-M-I-G-R-A-N-T.
Good for you.
Thank you. T-H-A-N-K. Y-O-U.
Okay, all right. This traffic update brought to you by Lovitz. We have some slow traffic.
L-E-B-I-T-Z.
I knew it. Slow traffic on the Virginia Interloop still delays from Braddock Road up to 236 and again from Route 50 up to Route 7 and extra delays for the Shirley. Still slow from Lorton up through Springfield and side of the Beltway slow from Duke all the way up to the end on 14th Street Bridge. That's because of that disabled vehicle still blocking the right lane there. They've opened the ramp. G, again, that has been opened. That's the express lane ramp and should help ease that backup getting up into the district anyway. Another accident in Burdensville to watch out for. Police are heading to. It's on Route 29 at 198. Watch out for some delays. And southbound on 270, slow from Clopper Road down to 28. And the outer loop has delays from Northwest Branch to Connecticut Avenue. Lovitz offers the largest selection of famous brand furniture. Pick it up or have it delivered. You'll save either way at Lovitz for area locations. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Kim. 23 past 8. Bill Kamal says cloudy outdoors today with a high about 40. Don't wear something too flimsy, gals.
Mm-mm.
33, 2 degrees right now at WAVA. Mike, a grateful immigrant gives Uncle Sam $7.5 million.
My goodness.
A poor Russian immigrant who achieved the American dream and became a self-made millionaire before his death has left the bulk of his $8 million estate to Uncle Sam.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Stanley Newberg of Linfield, Massachusetts, sold apples from a push cart. After coming to America as a child, worked his way through law school. He was brought up dirt poor.
Yeah.
And he passed away and left $500,000 to his friends and $7.5 million to the federal government.
Oh, my goodness.
Shall we try to call?
Who are we calling?
Obviously not this fellow, but...
It'd be tough to get in touch with him, I think. I'm curious.
Maybe Elvis could help us out. I guess we're going to call his house.
I love those last-minute ones that we get thrown in here. We're calling his house. We can ask for the guy when we get through.
Oh, come on. We're just going to ask if he really gave $7.5 million to the federal government.
We get a grieving widow or something like that, you know?
This was in the Weekly World News.
Okay. Hello. Stanislaw ain't through this no more.
Actually, to tell you the truth, until I read it on the air,
yeah.
I hadn't read beyond the headline. I didn't know that the guy actually had passed away. I thought he was just given the money on his own.
Hello? Hello, this is 334-269. Oh.
Thank God.
We can't come to the phone right now. So if you could leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message,
this is music.
Get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Where's the beep?
Evans, we've got a polka party there?
Yeah, it sounds like the circus we called.
This is Don Geronimo.
And Mike O'Meara.
From WAVA in Washington, D.C. We called to talk to Stanley Newberg, and then we read the story and found out that Stanley had passed away, so our condolences.
We're very sorry.
And $7.5 million. Wow.
It's kind of stupid, don't you think?
Bye-bye. That'll freak them out when they get home. 824.
Hey, baby, I'm talking to you. Stop yourself and listen. Some things you can never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again. Somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Oh, oh, anything you want, we can make it happen.
take you from 0 to 60 in under 8 seconds.
Don and Mike.
Will. Yeah.
WABA.
Your mileage, of course, may vary. It's 28 minutes after 8 o'clock. I knew there was a reason I was excited today.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's the fact that Robbie Neville...
Oh, boy.
...will be joining us. I guess he's supposed to be here, like, in 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm all a quiver, Don. I'm all a quiver.
I think he washed his hair.
Hope so.
Can only pray he did. On compact digital disc, Last Tiger, 832. I'm Donald P. Gerardimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
All right, we have a decision to make right now, and I think we're going to put it up to the audience. We're going to have a little vote here.
I believe the listeners should make this decision for us.
Now, we've been promoting the fact that we're going to have this guy, Robbie Neville, on our show.
Right.
And it may seem like a small, minuscule point to you.
You might think we're getting picky here.
Well, all right, we are. Mm-hmm. He went to another radio station first and did an interview somewhere else in town first.
Right.
Now, it's been our policy with celebrities.
It has.
We've turned them down. We said, you come here first.
Right.
Or you don't go anywhere.
Right.
We don't want anybody's sloppy seconds, okay? You know what I'm saying?
We don't want that.
I don't want it. So, if it was a giant star, and I certainly don't wish to offend Mr. C'est la vie, Robbie Neville, I'm sure he had nothing to do with the scheduling of what station he was going to go to first.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in his entourage should have said,
hey, you got to go to Wava first.
Got to go to Wava. The morning zoo is really hot. It's the most happening show in town, man. I mean, you go to another station first, and
I mean, if he went to another radio station, they should say, what, are you crazy?
So we already went to another radio station. So the question now is, do we allow him to come on?
Should we have retread celebrity guests on?
If he's that popular to you folks, if you really want to hear him, we'll have him on.
We'd be glad to, but
if not, c'est la vie. Okay? 432-9282. What we're going to do is play a couple of commercials here. I think we can take 25, 30 calls in 2 minutes.
Let's see how many votes we get, yay or nay. Yay.
Okay, should we let him on or should we tell him, hey, keep driving to the next station, buddy?
Right.
What What do you say? 833 at WAVA. I also want to say, I think Robbie Neville's the kind of guy that we could step on and it wouldn't come back to harm us later in life.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Month at your nearby Dodge dealers.
Come on, boxcars. 1, 2, 3, 4, park place. Ooh, a bit expensive. I'll wait till I pass go again.
It's Park Place Towers. Don't wait, rent now.
Who was that?
Down here, in the community chest.
Wow, it's the guy with the top hat and mustache.
Yes, yes. It's quite obvious that neither of you knows about Park Place Towers apartments, where you can live in luxury at a Baltic Avenue price.
What?
And since all utilities are part of your rent, electric company and waterworks are two squares you'll never land on.
An illustration is talking to us.
And it's not just that Park Place Towers is affordable, it's convenient to everything. Metro, shopping, a luxury high-rise right off the BW Parkway. You can afford to land on Park Place when it's Park Place Towers. Cheerio!
I didn't see that. Did you see that?
Park Place Towers on Route 450 off the BW Parkway. See their ad in the Post Classified and Apartment Shopper's Guide.
All right, now our staff didn't actually spring to action to like 3/4 of the way through the first commercial. They were too busy having coffee back there.
Yeah, we're going to
do we have some partial
out,
results here, Colleen? What's the latest? Okay.
Here we go.
What's the latest?
Yes and no.
Got 5 yes votes and 10, 20, 32 no votes. Hmm. C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
Yeah.
Well, now what we have to do is find out
how much trouble we're going to get in.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to get the radio station in trouble, but hey, you know, as it's been printed in the paper, I do have the largest ego in town.
Yeah, ego, mind you, that you can photograph from the air.
An ego you can photograph from the air. Larry King and I have identical size egos, and I don't think Larry King would let this happen on his show, on the Larry King show.
Hi, folks, it's Larry King.
What do you think, David? David, hey, you're a guy who's up in the world there. You got some class. What do you think?
I think you ought to go ahead and have him on. Really?
All right, that would be 32-6 then.
Really?
You think we should?
Why not? Sure.
But it's a dangerous precedent to set, though, with these record
one
people,
time.
David.
There's an exception to every rule. Let's make a one-time exception.
The thing here is we're so hurt. We're so wounded
I
by
know,
this.
We really don't care.
Stan,
yeah,
we really
know.
Don't care.
One
time.
Even,
if it happens again, then, you know, but one time. One
you
want to
have him on? You want to have him on?
I don't know. I don't even know who Robbie Neville is. I've seen his video and I've heard his song. Maybe he's a fine guy and he'd be a fine interview.
Yeah, sometimes when we're doing this wean bucket kind of thing, he comes in and all of a sudden we just hit it off with the guy and he's
all
wonderful.
Right, well, I tell you what, Robbie, if you're driving around right now, you're driving here. It's not you're supposed to be here right now.
Yeah.
If you're driving around and you're thinking that we're the kind of guys that you think you might get along with, come on over.
Right.
But if you don't like what we've been saying...
If you think we're really jerks for doing this in the first place...
Go have some breakfast.
Right.
There you go.
And c'est la vie.
8:38. Here's David Haynes.
Good morning, Don and Mike, and good morning, Washington. Weatherman Bill Kamal calls for a cloud, gray, high, 40 today. I am David Haynes. News on WAVA. Springfield, Franconia... That badly decomposed body found in Franconia's Beulah Park the other day may be that of a young Springfield woman who disappeared a year ago. Cynthia Barrows, age 19 of Springfield. Cynthia Barrows last seen alive at a 7-Eleven store at Bradlick Shopping Center about 6 miles from Beulah Park where the human remains were found this week. Investigation continues. Arlington will want to know, National Guard to build a National Guard Center in Arlington at a cost of $28 million. This will consolidate 7 state National Guard sites to save $3.5 million a year and reduced leasing of other sites and transportation savings, too. Obituary, former Ohio State football coach Woody Hayes is dead at age 74. Woody Hayes, been in poor health recent years, died this morning at his Columbus, Ohio home. Happy birthday to the Girl Scouts, 75 years old today. Special ceremony here in Washington this afternoon. Nancy Reagan going to be there. One management expert once said the Girl Scouts, the best managed organization around. It still may be. Maybe the U.S. State Department might pick up a few tips from the Girl Scouts management because the U.S. State Department in trouble, facing congressional investigation because of its $2 million plan to replace table silverware at U.S. embassies and consultants around the world. At a cost of $2 million, seems there were illegal procurement practices, and a U.S. State Department official blames it on mismanagement. In sick bay today, Washington Redskin. Dexter Manley, hospitalized, Georgetown. Officials won't say yet why, but his wife, Glenda, says it's probably alcohol-related. Dexter Manley is 28. There's going to be a news conference later this morning. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time is 20 minutes in front of 9. How's the morning rush going, Kim?
David, we have some late extra delays at the Shirley. This traffic update brought to you by National Car Rental. Inbound on the Shirley Highway, heavy traffic through Newington and Springfield and at the 14th Street Bridge. That disabled vehicle finally been cleared. All the lanes are open, but traffic still slow from Duke Street. It should start to shake loose for you soon. And that accident in Burtonsville, police are on the scene of it on Route 29 at 198. Southbound 29, slow for about a mile to get down to the scene. Police will help you through the area. Inbound on 66, delays for about the last mile and a half getting into the Capitol Beltway, and still slow at the Wilson Bridge. Interloop delays beginning at about Livingston Road. Inbound on the John Hanson Highway, traffic is slow at 197 and from the Beltway into New Carrollton Metro and again at Columbia Park. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Travis.
And now here's a guy who once tried to get into the Girl Scouts. It's Maurice.
Oh, thank you very much. I was in the brownies. Oh. Happy Thursday to you, Davey Roo. Well, Daver, the bullets continue to skid just a little bit. Can we hear a boo for that, please?
Boo.
Last night they were thumped by the Milwaukee Bucks 115-107. Moses Malone was out for the tall men, and I really think that is the reason. If Moses comes back, I think he's the key to parting the waters of this slump.
Yeah!
I wrote that. In the NCAA tournament, Navy takes on Michigan. I always want to see those Navy men put it to their opponents. That's it on sports. And ladies, chambray is the new fabric. This spring, it's super comfy, and it's good looking, too. It's like wearing your underwear on the outside. Isn't that neat? Back to you, David.
You should know, Maurice. WAVA Washington weather. What is Mom Nature going to put to us today? Let's find out. Here's meteorologist Bill Kamal. Bill?
It's one of those days you can turn off the alarm clock and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
A lot of clouds, a little bit of sun, high about 40. We may see a stray snowflake or two, but nothing big. Low pressure going out to sea to our south. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 20s. Another reinforcing cold shot of air tomorrow, but with sun, we should climb to 45 in a northwest wind. And I think up to 50 on the weekend, but a mix of clouds and sun. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Temperatures this morning, BWI 34, Dulles 29, National 35. 35 degrees now in America's greatest city. At 18 in front of 9, I am David Haynes. News, comment, Power 105, W.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, please.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong station.
Oh, I'm sorry, what station do they work for?
Somewhere down the dial, I'm not sure.
AVA!
Thank you, Dave.
Can I put my vote in, please?
I was just going to ask you your opinion, Maurice.
Can you have Robbie Neville on, please? C'est la vie is one of my favorite songs. Please, please, please.
Well, you know, just we start a dangerous precedent there. You know, the first time they do it, then the next time somebody big will come into town, they'll be on another station first, they'll be all wiped out.
Oh, now, look, there's a philosophy I have, and I'm going to share it with you right now.
What is that?
Look, whenever a situation occurs like this, it is always extremely necessary to turn the other cheek. Just remember, Maurice said that, okay? Follow that philosophy. You'll do well in life, my friend. Seriously, turn the other cheek. I always do.
You did me wrong. Didn't know what to do. But baby, I'm strong. Gonna get over you. A new boy I'm gonna choose. My love was true. So you threw it all away. Now the guy who had me tell appreciate my love. Tell me how to feel.
WAVA. Jody,
what's her name?
Foster.
Foster, that's right.
Watley. Jody Watley.
Oh, Watley, Jody
I'm
Watley.
Looking for a new love, baby.
Super duper, John.
846 with John and Mike on WAVA. Kind of cloudy today with a high temperature. About 40.
Yeah, chilly outside.
Like a 35 super degrees out there right now. Okay, you know, we heard that Robbie Neville was supposed to be here like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We heard that he's still at another station, so.
That's it.
You Robbie Neville fans, hey, sorry, Charlie.
C'est la vie.
But, c'est la vie, okay?
Yeah, forget that.
If the guy ever becomes a gigantic star, you can call me up and say, I told you so, okay?
Yeah, enough of that noise, though.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not waiting anymore.
Nah. That guy's gonna learn his lesson the hard way.
Yeah, if he thinks he can go on that other station and then show up here 25 minutes late, well, excuse me.
You know, the guy is gonna ruin his career, okay? Because I'll be honest with you, we're gonna call Carson. We're gonna call Oprah.
Yeah.
We're gonna call Letterman.
All
we're gonna call Dave.
That's right.
We're gonna call David Brenner.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna call who else does a show?
Joan. Don't forget Joan.
We're gonna call him up. We're gonna call the lady down at Panorama.
Yeah, Angela Robinson.
We're gonna call him up. We're gonna say, hey, Robbie Neville stiffed us. He went to another station first. They're gonna go, oh my God, he's not on our show.
And wait till he tries to get a spot on one of those Live at Five shows around the country, huh? We know all the anchors. Huh?
And when he goes and applies for a credit card now, we're gonna ruin his credit rating.
Forget that. As far as a home mortgage,
no way. We're gonna put sugar in his gas tank. He won't be able to drive.
That's it. He blew it, man.
Ain't no big. 847 at WAVA. Want some gossip, Mike?
Yes, I do.
I got some gossip for you.
Sure.
From the Weekly World News.
Okay, fire away.
Some items that you're going to enjoy here. Webster star Emmanuel Lewis, who, as you know, just turned 16 the other day and bought himself a nice big old Cadillac.
Oh, yeah, I like driving it.
He was on vacation in Japan attending a concert when a young fan snatched off one of his teeny-weeny shoes and refused to give it back. Emmanuel's mother finally got the little nipper to surrender the shoe, but not before she had to fork over $30 for it.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody got a good diet for Nell Carter?
Oh.
Nell dropped into a Beverly Hills jewelry store to buy a lady's gold Rolex, but she couldn't get it because the watch bands wouldn't fit around her wrist.
Oink, oink. I like that one.
Yeah, let me see if there's anything else here. Oh, yeah, Sylvester Stallone's wife, Bridget Nielsen. She's had injections of collagen.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. It's an animal protein.
Yeah.
She's had this injected in her lips to give them a fuller, sexier look.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh man. I wonder if it smells. Ooh.
There you go. That's the latest in the world of gossip, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, honey, your lips smell like llamas.
And how is that new Sylvester Stallone movie doing? The one about arm wrestling? Is that doing awful? I hope it is.
Well, they're not really popular, but of course they're those sort of cult artistic films, and they get a lot of showing around big cities.
Yeah, like down at the, give me the name of a classy theater here. The Fine Arts Theater or something like that on Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, the Tenley Circle. There's one up
on the Tenley Circle. Yeah, that's Tenley's where all Sly's movies show.
Yeah, it's showing with those French films that are running right now.
849 at WAVA. All right, so there's no Robbie Neville today. So you're saying, what else do you have for me on the comedy platter, Don and Mike?
Ho, ho, ho!
How about the Arnold Schwarzenegger School for Actors?
It's incredible.
Now, if you've ever watched the movies, if you ever watched the TV and you thought, hey, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one of the world's best actors here in the station, and if you're serious about this, give us a call at 432-9282.
Yeah, today, Arnold's talking about method acting.
And Arnold will join us right after you listen to these. Hey, who cares about Robbie Neville time, 850?
Hey there, car buyers, truck buyers, conversion van buyers, and used car buyers. Mr. Discount, the man who makes it happen at Oarsman World of Fort Alexandria, is just like his name. He says, come on down, buy now. Every new Ford car, every truck, every model and equipment, too, is sold with spectacular discounts in the hundreds, thousands, up to $7,500 on conversion vans. Oarsman World of Fort Alexandria adds to the discounts, special 3.9 APR financing, plus up to $600 cash rebate on selected models, and 6 years, 60,000-mile warranty. You've just made the best deal anywhere. Low prices? You bet. Mr. Discount is at it again. 1987 Ranger pickups from $56.95. Escorts from $49.95. Mustangs from $63.69. It's happening now at Oarsman World of Ford, the only Ford dealership on Route 1 in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of the Beltway at 6129 Richmond Highway.
All prices include rebates in our Plus Tags, Ultra Seal, taxes, and freight.
Good morning, and how are you this morning? Good morning, and how are you today?
Hi, this is Robbie Neville saying the freshest way to start your day is with Don Geronimo's Morning Zoo right here on Power 105.
Wow.
For the inhabitants of Africa's Kalahari Desert, it's easy to detect when a warthog is hot on one's tail. And because of the inhospitable nature of this wild beast, it is generally considered best to run the other way. At Bridges Great Outdoors, however, we've tamed the ferocious warthog and turned him into a party animal, placing his horny face on our very own cotton-knit shirts and khaki pants. And now, on the back seat of a new breed of khaki pant, introducing Bridges' pre-washed and pleated warthog pant. That's right, hogwash. The freshly broken in texture only pre-washing can give, plus the casual sophistication of pleats. Bridges' new pre-washed khaki pant. Put this warthog on your tail, and we guarantee the local natives won't run the other way.
Their new pre-washed and pleated khaki pants are only $22.50 at all Bridges' Great Outdoor store locations.
Hi, this is Robbie Neville, here with you and Mike Romero.
O'Mara.
Whatever. Hi, this is Robbie Neville, here with you and Mike... I'm sorry... Hi, this is Robbie Neville, here with you and Mike O'Mara on Power 105.
Hermans, we are sports. We got your number if you're into sports. We're all sports.
Everyone wants Reebok sports shoes, and there won't be a better time to get yours than right now during Hermans' gigantic shoe marathon sale. We've got one of the largest selections of Reebok shoes around. And just for this special shoe marathon event, our best-selling styles are $10 off. The Phase 1 tennis shoe for men and women, usually $48.99, now $38.99. Men's 6600 high-top basketball shoes, usually $65.99, just $55.99. Hermans has the comfortable garment leather Reebok shoes you want for tennis, basketball, running, fitness, and of course the street. Even our best-selling styles for kids are on sale. The CLT 50 tennis shoe, usually $32.99, is $27.99. And the 4600 kids high-top basketball shoe, usually $39.99, $34.99. Hermans' gigantic shoe marathon sale. The time to get your Reebok shoes is now.
Hermans, we are sports.
Hermans, we are sports.
8:53 at WAVA, the ASPA. The Arnold Schwarzenegger School for Actors. Right after Kim now.
Right. This traffic update brought to you by Rosecroft Raceway. Still slow on the Virginia Inner Loop. Delays from Braddock Road up to 236 and again from 50 up to Route 7. And inbound on the Shirley Highway, a couple of extra problems now. A disabled vehicle blocking the right center lane about a mile before Springfield. Just past there, another disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. It's going to slow from Newington. Inside of the Beltway, slow from Duke Street up to Glebe and again from the Pentagon for the inbound 14th. An accident cleanup continuing in Burtonsville. It's on Route 29 and 198 southbound 29. Slow for about a mile to get down to the scene. Police are on the scene to help you by. Inbound on the John Hanson Highway, still some congestion at New Carrollton Metro and heavy from Columbia Park into Kenilworth. Rosecroft, the raceway on the Beltway, is now open. Racing every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Post time 7:30, 6:30, and Sunday is just 5 minutes from the Wilson Bridge. Rosecroft offers great racing and dining. And I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA traffic.
Well, I had a big breakfast this morning.
Would you do the Denny's experience today, Arnold?
Oh, man, greasy, boy. I tell you, but boy, filling. Very filling. I had sausage. I had eggs. I had toast. I had a biscuit. I had all sorts of good stuff, but that's not why I'm here, Dad.
Why are you here, Arnold?
I'm here for the ASFA, the Arnold Schwarzenegger School for Actors, and I'm the instructor, and today we are going to talk about method acting.
Method acting?
Now, method acting, let me explain, is where you get a particular role, and you have to prepare for it and get yourself into the right emotional state before you go on camera. And being a professional actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I am, of course, able to get myself into whatever mood is necessary. Now, can we give you an example?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, for example, I got a heavy scene coming up, real emotion. I got to be really depressed.
Right.
And I got to throw myself into a real depression. But I go back into the trailer, and I listen to mood music to get me in a depression. Now, I got a Hugh Downs collection that I listen to. You know Hugh Downs 2020, the guy that's on there?
Hugh Downs, the guy on 2020. Oh, that's right. He had a record out about 20 years ago, didn't he?
I listened to this record, and look, you'll get depressed also if you listen to this record.
All right, well, Arnold brought it with him. Let's listen to a second of Hugh Downs from 2020.
I go into my trailer, and I turn this on, and I sit there, and all I do is stare at the wall. Listen up.
Hugh Downs, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Well, he used to be the host of Concentration also.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Two brothers on their way.
Really, Hugh Downs, right?
Yeah.
Two brothers on their way.
Yeah.
Two brothers on their way. One wore blue and one wore gray.
There you go, Hugh Downs, host of 2020. Now, you in the mood, Arnold?
Yeah.
Arnold, you ready? Oh, let's get our contestant on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what is your name, my dear?
Simone Bennett.
And can I ask what you do for a living?
I work as a manager in a mail order department in a bookstore.
And you think you've got some acting ability?
I don't know, but I can certainly give it a shot.
Okay. All right. We'll give you 1 minute, Arnold, okay?
All right.
Go.
Simone, I want you to get very depressed right now. I want you to think of something extremely depressing, and then I want you to come and talk to me about it, okay? Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three, go.
Arnold, I have to talk to you about something.
What is it, Simone? What's the problem? Please share it with Arnold. Please tell me. You look so disturbed.
I am so distressed. I don't know what to do. My dog ran away.
Oh, Simone! Do you want Arnold to go out and look for your dog?
Oh, Arnold, that would be so sweet of you, but it's so dangerous out there in the dark.
It doesn't matter, Simone. Stay right there. Don't worry. Arnold will go out and find your dog. And look, I want to tell you one more thing, Simone.
Oh, yes, Arnold.
Simone, wait a minute, this is the good part. I think I love you, Simone.
Goodness.
Oh, darn it.
That was great.
Out of time.
That was a great piece of acting, Simone.
Stick to whatever your job is now, Simone, all right? Hey, listen, you want to go see Days of Our Lives this weekend?
I don't know. I'll take the tickets or whatever.
Yeah. All right, then have a Roy Rogers breakfast sandwich, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Morning Zoo on WAVA.
Okay.
Hey, Simone, you got a lot of talent, baby.
WAVA. Still like that song. Anita Baby.
Oh, she's incredible. She is.
Anita Baker. That's Sweet Love. Minute after 9 o'clock, I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Michael O'Meara.
And we're fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic. And
we're sick about it.
I'm just trying to figure out, is the Morning Zoo Is the morning zoo less filling or does it taste great?
Tastes great.
I say it's less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Just a little impromptu comedy there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That was not in the script. It is 9:02 at WAVA. Now, we can only assume that by now, Mr. Robbie Neville is in his limousine on his way to WAVA Radio.
Boy, is he in for a disappointment.
For an interview that was supposed to happen 35 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, go to Little Tavern and have some breakfast, friend.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Have lunch. Have an early lunch.
Knock yourself out, Robbie. And next time, maybe this will teach you a little lesson, sir.
Not to go to other radio stations to do the interview first and then show up late for the morning zoo.
We were going to drop it, but then we were told he was still on another station until like 10 minutes ago. So we just wanted to make sure we could send our very best wishes to Mr. Robbie Neville for a fantastic trip in Washington.
Good morning.
Good morning. And how are you this morning? 9:02, good guy time at WAVA. Still to come, we're going to have that wacky phone booth game. And I don't know, we got some other comedy stuff. But right now, how about a commercial or two, huh?
Good idea.
Oh, that's good. They're always fun.
We're in trouble.
We'll be right back.
If you haven't seen
and you haven't seen fun until you've seen Samurai from Herb Gordon Suzuki. It's the power-packed 4x4 that lets you have fun in style. With hardtop and convertible models, the best gas mileage of any 4x4, and starting from $69.95, the Samurai from Herb Gordon Suzuki is tough to beat. Located in the Montgomery Auto Sales Park, north of the Beltway on Route 29 in Silver Spring.
If you haven't seen Herb Gordon, you haven't seen
fun in style with Samurai from Herb Gordon Suzuki, one of the wonders of the world.
Difference, the longest yard, Sharky's machine, semi-tough, and now Burt Reynolds in the role you've been waiting for. Heat.
They're coming after me. Let them come.
They're coming to kill you.
I'm not going to run. I don't know how to hide.
Heat, screenplay by William Goldman, based on his best-selling novel.
Want to know how long it's going to take you to die?
Directed by R.M. Richards.
I'll give you a hint. Think in days.
Heat, from New Century Vista, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Starts tomorrow. Check newspapers for theaters.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I never listen to Don and Mike in the morning because I'm bright, intelligent, lively, and desire information. I go anywhere I can, but not here.
The birth control pill. More side effect benefits. Overhauling Washington Catholic Archdiocese parochial schools. One of the Washington Redskins in the hospital. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, News and Comment 105 W. AVA. You know how commercial jet planes carry little black boxes, electronic recorders, just in case? Well, now, what about black boxes for big semi-trucks? Insurers want the semi-trucks to carry electronic recorders, black boxes, to reduce accidents by increasing compliance with limits on truck drivers' drive time out on the super slab. Of course, truckers oppose, and so does U.S. Transportation Department, but insurers want a rehearing on this idea of black boxes for big trucks. Medical, you women will want to know, there is more and more evidence that birth control pills reduce your chances of getting ovarian cancer by at least 40%. New findings published today's New England Journal of Medicine. A study of nearly 5,000 women ages 20 to 54 shows risk of ovarian cancer is even reduced for up to 15 years after stopping the pill. Montgomery County. Garbage collection back to normal in Bethesda, Rockville, Silver Spring, Tacoma Park. Garbage collectors have ended a two-day strike there that violated a no-strike clause in their union contract. The company, GSX Laidlaw Waste Systems, has fired 8 workers for instigating an unauthorized strike and for threatening and intimidating management and other workers. Alexandria, your school superintendent, Bob Peoples, resigning. For health reasons, Peoples has been Alexandria school superintendent past 7 years, during which student test scores went up and relations between school board and city council improved in Alexandria.
right after this.
Is it Jim?
It's John.
Oh, it's
your
John.
Name is Jim. Your name is John, right?
Right.
Oh, sorry, John. That's right. Three beautiful ladies will be vying for a date with Joe. Is it
John?
That? Oh, John.
His name is John.
All right. Well,
you're
anyway.
Jim Lang O'Meara.
Yeah.
It's Joe Jacoby, and his name is John.
So it's all coming up in just a matter of minutes. Right after this WAVA news brief. Here's David Hayes.
And of course, the news is
a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production.
David?
Our interstate highways full of drug traffickers. A new painless way to remove freckles and age spots. And one of the Washington Redskins in the hospital. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, News Comment 105 WAVA. Brought to you by Safeway Food Stores. Just into WAVA News from Columbus, Ohio. Former Ohio State football coach Woody Hayes died this morning in Columbus. No further details as yet. Again, former Ohio State football coach Woody Hayes is dead. Upper Montgomery County, some new Roman Catholic elementary schools going to be built in your neck of the woods. Roman Catholic Archbishop James Hickey says the first Catholic grade school going to be built in the Damascus area, followed by two more in the Gaithersburg, Germantown area. But that's not all. Archbishop Hickey is calling for a new way to pay for Catholic parochial schools. What is it? Require each parish church to help pay costs of the nearest parochial school, regardless of whether that parish sponsors the school. You moms and dads in Virginia, did you know your youngsters may be taught by teachers not qualified to teach a particular subject? New Virginia Tech study finds one out of every six teachers now hired in the state of Virginia, one out of six, teaches at least one class outside his or her state-approved subject area. The teachers are increasingly assigned to teach subjects they're not certified to teach. So what else is new? Some of our interstate highways are being used by drug traffickers as major drug pipelines. One prime example, Interstate 95, north and south of D.C. It's being used by drug traffickers to transport drugs from Florida up here to Washington, on up to Baltimore, Philly, New York, Boston. But in the state of Arkansas, state police have been cracking down on this problem. They've been patrolling a 150-mile stretch of Interstate 30 in Arkansas because it's a major drug route. Arkansas State Police have seized millions of dollars in cocaine and marijuana from smugglers in the past 4 months alone. One Arkansas State Patrolman says, if you had any idea how much criminal activity goes on an interstate highway, you would never leave your home. Those are his words. Now, that's in Arkansas. Imagine all the drugs Virginia State Police could seize on I-95 south of Washington, or all the drugs Maryland State Police could seize on I-95 north of Washington. Fairfax County, drunk driving car deaths up 47% in Fairfax County last year. So your police cracked down on drunk driving the past 6 weeks and caught 58 drunk drivers in Fairfax County alone. Medical, if you don't like those freckles or age spots you may have, now there's a new painless way to remove them. Doesn't even require anesthesia. It can be done at the doctor's office. You walk in, have the freckles or age spots removed, and walk right out. How? Low-energy lasers. At Beth Israel Hospital, Boston, Dr. Bruce Moeller says low-dose carbon dioxide laser evaporates the spots, no discernible scars, you don't feel a thing. Going to be inexpensive and widely available soon. Washington Redskin, Dexter Manley, hospitalized this morning at Georgetown. No official word yet why, but they're going to make an official announcement later this morning. Reportedly, the problem, alcohol-related. Dexter Manley reported resting comfortably at Georgetown University Hospital. Preseason baseball, Orioles won another one, 2-1 over Texas. But on the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Bullets lost again last night, this time to Milwaukee. The Bucks' Sidney Moncrief scored 25 points, pacing Milwaukee 115-107 past the Bullets. Third loss in a row for Washington. Navy has a 13-game winning streak going into tonight's first round of the NCAA Eastern Regional in Charlotte, North Carolina. Navy plays the Wolverines of Michigan tonight. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 8:07, 7 after 8. Let's update the morning rush, Kim.
David, we have extra delays in Virginia. This traffic update brought to you by Lovitz. Slow on the Virginia Inner Loop. Delays from Braddock Road to 236 and again from Route 50 up to Route 7. And an accident in Burtonsville to watch out for on Route 29 at 198. You will find some delays because of it and emergency equipment getting to the scene. In the meantime, the Shirley Highway, delays from Lorton up through Springfield, and you will slow from Duke Street all the way up to the inbound 14th, and that's because that disabled vehicle was blocking the right lane, really creating some slow traffic. At the Wilson Bridge, still slow both directions. The inner loop has delays at Livingston Road. The outer loop, slow traffic from Route 1. And inbound on the John Hanson, traffic is slow from Route 3 into 197 and from the Beltway into New Carrollton. Lovitz offers the largest selection of famous brand furniture. Pick it up or have it delivered. You'll save either way at Lovitz 4 area locations. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Any snow in the forecast today? Any sun in today's forecast? Any warm weather? Let's find out. WAVA Arlington, Washington weather. Meteorologist Bill Kamal. Bill?
Little to none on all counts.
I believe it.
Not much sun, David. Not much warm weather. And not much snow. I say much. There are a few flurries around south and central Virginia now. Nothing here but what's called Virga, which is just evaporating before it hits the ground. Just a lot of clouds. And at 8 o'clock, 29 at Dulles, 34 BWI, 35 National. The winds are northeast at 6. I look for a cloud gray high of 40 today. Tonight down in the 20s with clearing. And tomorrow partly sunny, 45, and we may hit 50 on the weekend. The weekend does not look great at this point, I'll tell you that. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Again, that temperature is 35, 35, fun-loving degrees. The news brought to you by Safeway Food Stores at 8:09, 9 after 8. I am David Haynes. News, comment, Power 105, W.
At the next stoplight, take yours out and look at it.
AVA.
Thank you, Dave. I'm still Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Jim Ladd.
Hey, we got to check out the people on the phone and see if they can wait while we play one song.
Hello, ladies, are you all there?
Hi, is this one of the gals?
Yes, it is.
Can you wait while we play one song?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second. We got another one here. Is this another gal?
Yeah.
Hi, can you wait while we play one song?
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Hi, is this another gal?
Yes, it is.
Can you wait while we play one quick song?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fantastic. And John Joe Spud?
It's John.
John Spud.
That's right. Three lovely ladies will be vying for a date with John. Coming up right after this record on Power 105 WAVA.
And, of course, WAVA Radio is...
A Mark Goodson, Bill Toppin television production.
Some people live their dreams.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's how I love.
WAVA, the Toters.
The tote men,
the men of
Tote-stimia.
And it's 13 past 8. I'm Donald P. Girodibo.
And I'm Jim Lang O'Meara.
And we're fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we're
sick about it.
Don, it's time to play the dating game.
I know, we've been talking about it for 20 minutes. He tried to get a spare moment to play the game.
Are you ready to meet our lovely bachelorettes?
Yeah, let's meet them, Jim Lang O'Meara.
Bachelorette number one is from McLean, Virginia. She's a technical aid person. She likes racquetball and swimming. Say hello to 21-year-old Sandy Stafford.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
Want to talk to her? Go ahead.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. That's all, Jim.
Okay. Bachelorette number two is 22-year-old Nancy Wagner. She's from Seabrook, Maryland. She's a retail manager, likes bingo and bowling.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Nancy.
Sorry.
Ready to meet bachelorette number three, Don?
Sure, Jim.
Bachelorette number three is Emily DePompo. She's 26 years old, from Burke, Virginia, an interior designer. She likes horseback riding and traveling.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
And now, here's Don Geronimo to introduce our lucky bachelor.
Thank you, studio audience. And now, ladies, let's meet our bachelor. He's a spud from Rockville. He's a sales representative. He likes basketball, tennis, and DJing. Let's welcome John Metz.
John, all right.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Just fine. Well, ladies, does John, you've listened to the radio. John sounds like the kind of guy that you'd like to go see the Harlem Globetrotters with.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure. Well, let's play our game. John, are you familiar with the rules?
Yes, I am.
You ask each gal one question, then we'll lock you in the isolated soundproof booth, and you give us your choice. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And remember, ladies, we have no losers on the dating game, so please, if you aren't picked by John, which may be the best thing of all, we'll still have a nice prize for you. John, are you ready to ask a question to bachelorette number one? That would be Sandy?
Yep. Okay, right, Sandy. Ahead.
Hi, John.
How you doing? If you were a fruit, tell me what fruit you would be and why.
Let's see. I'd be an orange because I'm sweet. I don't know.
Orange is sweet.
All right. Very good. Sandy and John, you may be a match made in heaven, I think. John, let's try bachelorette number two on Nancy Wagner from Seabrook, Maryland.
All right, Nancy. How you
Hi,
doing?
John.
You excited?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. If all three of you were hanging on the edge of a cliff, and I could only pull one of you up, why should it be you?
Nice question.
Because we go out, we have a lot of fun, go out to the bar, have a few drinks.
Sounds like you do that often.
Okay. And now, bachelorette number three, John. This would be Emily DePompo.
Emily?
Yes.
Okay. This question was given to me by WAVA, so here we go. If we were driving out on a date and it was pouring rain and I got a flat tire, would you A, go out and change it yourself, B, watch me change it and stay in and listen to the radio, or C, come out and help me?
I'm kind of torn between staying in the car, you know, playing a princess role, or helping you out a little bit.
You know, at first it was the ladies I was feeling sorry for, but now it's poor John that I'm really feeling sorry for. Well, John, these sound like three fabulous babes you'd like to go to see the Harlem Globetrotters with?
Definitely.
All right, John, we're going to give you 10 seconds in our isolated soundproof booth while Jim Lang O'Meara tells you about the dating game consolation prizes we have for the gals who are not chosen on this morning's show. Jim?
That's right, Don. All our non-winners on the dating game will receive a coupon good for one free package of any Campbell's Fresh Chef Salad, classic soup, or sauce in your grocer's dairy case. Campbell's, the official soup of the dating game.
Thank you, Jim. And John, you've been in the isolated soundproof booth. Boy, what a tough choice this will be. John, is it bachelorette number one, number two, or number three?
I think I'm going to have to go with number one, the orange.
Number one?
Yeah.
That would be Sandy Stafford from McLean, Virginia. Congratulations, Sandy.
Hey, thanks.
You have won an all-expenses-paid dream date with John. And here's Jim Lang O'Meara to tell you what hot vacation spot you two kids will be going to on your free vacation.
Oh, that's right, Sandy and John. Get ready to enjoy your dream date as you get tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Patriot Center. Friday, March 13th at 8 p.m. Congratulations from all of us at the dating game.
Thanks.
John and Sandy, how about a little ceremonial kiss to wind this whole thing up?
No way. I don't even know what he looks like.
All right, here you go. I'll go first.
Oh, how nice. Sandy?
All right.
You won't be disappointed, Sandy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Aww. And you other gals, don't forget we have that Campbell's soup for you, okay?
All right.
Gals?
Thank you.
Okay.
Join us soon for another episode of The Dating Game. The Dating Game is on Mark Goodson, Bill Todman Television Production.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Look out.
Yeah, thank heaven.
A tidal wave of flavor, a flood of your favorite soft drinks. It's 7-Eleven Super Big Gulp. 44 ounces of thirst-quenching, heat-beaten, extra-large liquid refreshment.
Thank heaven. Oh, thank heaven.
You heard me right. 44 ounces of Dr. Pepper or one of your other favorite flavors. Bubbling cold over ice in the biggest bucket of a cup you ever laid eyes on. And right now, it's only 69 cents at participating 7-Eleven.